This is Colourful Radio.
That's the beat right there. That is the infectious beat that lives on. Soul to Soul with Rose Windross and Fair Play and In the House right now, Colourful Radio. Another one of our great luminaries and representatives of black music, Mr. Jazzy B. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, Chris?
I'm very, very well. Thank you for popping by. And on this auspicious occasion of a new radio station.
Absolutely.
On DAB in London. How are you doing?
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Bless.
And yeah, everything is blessed right now, actually.
I want to play you something because funnily enough, this is just pure coincidence. Yesterday, I was going through my vinyls and I pulled out the 12 of Fair Play. And on it, I found this one.
Yo, ambition.
Yeah, Jazzy B flowing, getting lyrical.
Yeah, I remember this very well, actually. Back in the 80s, it was all about that, you know, trying to get our own sound and style together. Yeah. So, you know, there you go.
Let's have a little blast, come on. Can you remember the lyrics?
Nah.
Oh, all right, fair enough. Let's kill that one right there. Yeah, Jazzy, welcome to Colourful Radio, and thank you for coming by and blessing us on this opening day. And you're still DJing? You're still out there doing
yeah.
it? Like, you know, that's where you began, really, on the sound system business. And
absolutely. You know, strangely enough, I embarked into the whole radio thing many, many moons ago with dear Mr. Gordon Mack there. So, and some of the guys around the building today, you know, recognising and... yeah, it's really, you know, like a real sense of where it all started for me.
It's déjà vu in a way, isn't it?
It is, seeing some of the faces around and everybody, and even looking at some of the pictures coming up the stairs there, it does remind me of the old days.
And, of course, Soul to Soul well represented on Colourful Radio. HB.
Absolutely.
Every Wednesday night, playing his stuff, doing his thing. Do you ever get a chance to check the show?
I do, actually, and I actually like the fact that you can listen again at your own leisure. Yeah. So that's all good.
And you yourself are still broadcasting, playing the music out there. But how is it on the music front? Because, of course, you came to fame in the late 80s, early 90s with Soul to Soul, and you absolutely rocked the world with your project there. That was a real export of British music on par with the Beatles at the time. I honestly do think because you actually brought British R&B, British soul music to the world, you know. I mean, how is it for you, 2009? Are you still involved in the creation of music?
Absolutely. We've just been involved in a few projects, doing a lot of stuff with film stuff, incidental music, and strangely enough, a lot of productions coming out again. I think all regarding the fact that it's been close to 20 years since our first chart success, so that's been really interesting. And lots of different renditions of songs out there, and it's been really interesting seeing the evolution of British music now. Guys like Bugs in the Attic, all the way to Chipmunk and all those type of guys. Finally, Britain's got something of their own, you know, and it's a global thing as well. You know, you've got Sway out there doing a lot of things in regards to the more independent side of what's happening in America.
Yeah.
And I guess now black music or urban music is now popular choice, and that's been really interesting.
Let's bring Julianne, our very own Julianne, in on this one. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing okay. I'm excited as... I tell you, my head has been throbbing all morning. I got up way earlier than I normally get up, just so I can tune in to the DAB. Bought the radio about... like a year ago, waiting for this DAB to come.
Julianne's been talking to me about Colourful Radio for years now. And this is your day.
Yeah, I'm so pleased. I'm glad it's here. And it's good to see Jazzy in here. I know you're saying that you're pleased to see the guys from Kiss, because you know them all from back in the day, but I know you like from...
That's right, yeah.
From Free then.
And that's what I was saying. There's just so many faces here today. And, you know, so Judith downstairs as well, you know. That takes me back to the early sound system days, you know. So... wow.
And the scary thing is, I was getting ready to say that when I was younger, because I knew you from college days, but I have to say I was like one of them people that went to college like from a really, really young age, right? Yeah, super intelligent. They sent me there at a really young age, but anyway. And then when you had the sound system then, soul sound system.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it, I used to sing when I was younger, and I always wanted to be a soul to soul singer. It never actually happened, Jazzy. Is there a chance if I can...
Well, look, here we are now, you know, doing an audition.
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah, so
you want to give it some?
I'll get out of it.
I've done that already for you anyway, when you were playing in one of the clubs... down the West End. I can't remember the name of the club. I came down there.
Oh, I know that.
Is this the bit where you say you shunned me?
No, you gave me the mic.
There you go.
Oh, fair enough.
Gave me the mic.
I was very encouraging.
You came down with Bebo. That's it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, as the record says, you know, Sunday night. HB, Soul to Soul, Jazzy B, H and Joe and Jazzy B. I mean, let's take it back to the Africa Centre, the centre of the world, as you used to say. You used to have a very interesting sign on, which we can't really repeat on radio.
Oh, right.
But
yeah, very famous.
Soul to Soul.
One.
They used to stand up on this parapet, like way up in the upper echelons of the Africa Centre, which is, describe the Africa Centre first of all.
It's just like a really cozy school hall with a balcony. It was just really nice. They had a wooden floor, floated wooden floor, and a wicked atrium at the top. And used to shake it to pieces every Sunday night religiously. It was just such a great venue because it was very plain. So it was like a blank canvas for us. And we used to do a lot of artwork and stuff, and very much about the Africa Centre as well as the Funky Dreads was about a way of life. And that's where we used to celebrate every Sunday. So the building, the whole atmosphere... You know, we'd just come out of the old soggy warehouses and you know, no toilet sort of set up and that. And we still had a little bit of that with this place because it wasn't in really bad condition, but it wasn't great as well. But the beauty of it was in the heart of London.
Yeah, I mean, this really... Did you used to go to Julianne at all?
I'll tell you, I'm not even going to lie to you. I never raved when I was younger. That's to do with Churchill. That's what I'm going to add out.
Okay. All right, for the more...
I was one of the sneak out the window job type of people.
The more wayward of us that should have been in bed getting ready for a day's work the next day. Yeah. It was Sunday night at Africa Centre. It was absolutely legendary. And really, it's kind of like underpins everything that, you know, today's club culture in London is all about, little venues like that with your sound system in there. And Jazzy used to say, if you ain't going to dance, then... off. And it was just, I used to go there to wait for that. It was that classic sign on because as a DJ, you're setting the tone straight away, aren't you? It's like, look, we're going to play the most funky sounds. We're going to move your soul. Yeah. And if you don't want to know, this isn't for you.
And what was really interesting, because people say, oh, why'd you say that? And because it really was a place that the people made the difference. Mm. It was very much an inclusive setup. And you know, it used to literally got that full sometimes. And if they were just onlookers, a bit like the Man U fans, you know, you had to leave. You had to leave, you know.
What's your team, by the way?
I'm a Gooner.
Okay.
But anyway, you know what I find really fascinating?
You're still stewing after yesterday.
What I find fascinating about you guys is that, you know, you've got this really strong following, haven't you? Of people that have been following you guys for a long time and still go down to when you're doing your gigs. You still pack out the places when you're playing out. I think that's fantastic.
Well, I think, again, a lot of it is the fact that it is an inclusive setup. Mm. So, with a lot of people, the legacy has lived on from since the early 80s. Mm. And for myself, it's been, for myself and Daddy, actually, we started the sound in 1977, the Queen Silver Jubilee.
Oh, so that long?
That was the birth of
really?
Soul to Soul, yeah.
Oh, wow. See, it lost me. I thought it was the 80s, you know.
I have a scrapbook from that year. Still got it with bits of stuff about the Queen in it.
Yeah, the memorabilia. Oh. And then in the 80s, it was more about our lifestyle and the sound system as opposed to, you know, the whole thing with the music.
So when did the transition go then?
They're all part and part. They're all part and parcel of everything, you know. It was like you wore the clothes... You listened to the music, you had the attitude, you know, it was all part and parcel of, it was all our lifestyle. And then we came up with the idea of the Funky Dread with our hairstyle. And
he's still doing it to this day.
Yeah, there you go.
Still rocking the Funky Dread to the day.
It's got a tad longer now.
At least it didn't have a flat top like Big Daddy Kane. Oh, no, still rocking that.
Nah.
The Funky Dread lives on.
Oh,
you know
God,
I mean?
That's awful.
Yeah. Well,
I must admit, I actually remember when you was starting to get back in the mic again, when you was learning to play bass, 1983.
Ah, look at that. Oh, it's all coming out.
Wow.
Yeah, learning to play bass in 1983.
Yep.
Yeah, man. And tell me you've got a lock-up somewhere with enough speakers in it, made out of board and bits and stuff cobbled together, just proper sound system business.
Well, actually, prior to about 6 years ago when we started the festival in Antigua, there was a lot of that. Containers filled with old dodgy speakers and stuff that would never ever work again, and a couple of old KT-88s, which I don't know what they were doing there, authentic, I guess. But yeah, sound system and the whole sonics and the building of the system was a very important part of like my makeup and what it was all about. And yeah, had lots of equipment, But then things change. And now, you know, there's very few venues you can actually carry your system in. So maybe over the last, I'm going to, maybe 15, 16 years, we've done away with all that, moved into other areas. And much like yourselves, DAB, digital, you know, embracing the future and technology. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, indoor toilets and everything.
And of course,
no more running.
I'm about to play Back to Life, but Back to Life is the name of your festival, which you do in Antigua.
That's,
I mean,
right.
Your success has enabled you to live very largely in Antigua in a very nice setting, beautiful setting, and then to bring everything that you stand for over there to the island, which is incredible. But it's not happening this year, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is happening this year.
Yeah, we're looking. Okay. There's been a lot of changes, obviously, and things with the economy. I mean, it's been running for 5 years successfully, and we want to keep it successful. So it's really important that you do change, mix and blend, as it were, and you know, don't get too complacent. So, no, it's been brilliant, and the feedback and the response, again, has encouraged us to do other interesting things. And if there's anyone out there in the know, you know, there's nothing by halves. So, you know, it's all about, you know, cup overflowing. So the idea this year, we're looking for...
Chris Phillips to play.
Chris Phillips, yeah.
See, you've both done it now.
A representation from Colourful Radio out there, as well as H. And, no, we're looking for the New Year's Eve...
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's good to put
Tremendous.
It out there from now. Give people time to get themselves sorted out and get...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm liking that.
There's only very few places. And what's been interesting, a lot of the people who subscribe to the network and the website and stuff are the ones who get the first pickings of that.
Oh, I'm up.
And, the doors will be open soon.
Oh, that's excellent. Because my parents are from Montserrat, so I can go there, hop, skip across
local,
the water, go on.
My mum's from Wales.
you can still come.
And there's nowhere out there that could really host a New Year's Eve beach party, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, yeah.
Maybe
there's a lot of wakeboarding out
there. Yeah. Yeah, get your neoprenes on and come party with me in Wales. Jazzy, wicked, man. Thanks for passing by once again and blessing us. And good luck with everything you're doing. And I'll see you in Antigua.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And once again, congratulations, Colourful Radio.
This is Colourful Radio.